Why won't my partner combine finances with me? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Okay. There are several answers to this beautiful question, and it is a sensitive topic for a lot of people. When we think about things that we are investing our time in, we think about our job, our relationships, our experiential stuff that we do, like going hiking or anything that we want to do for ourselves. And when we specifically think about our relationship, combining finances is like a huge step for some people, especially maybe they have a significant amount of debt that they don't want to share, or maybe they have worked really hard to get to a certain financial place and they're struggling with wanting to share it or wanting to share their vulnerability with what they did or their vulnerability and how hard they worked. And it's like, if I share it with this person, are they going to take advantage of me? Are they going to have the same views as me? And so when we start making decisions and we are at a place ourselves of like, this is the perfect next step. This is exactly what I want to do with this person. The people we are involved with might not have the same perspective. And so sometimes the conversation is even too scary to have for some people. And something I've been talking about in the last few days with a lot of people in relationships, no matter what type of relationship you're in, even if it's with a sibling, a parent, a best friend, or a partner, there is a natural give and take. And this, I feel like this communication skill has been lost in our society between electronics and instant messaging. And, you know, we don't have to work through any of the problems anymore. A lot of people choose to either say whatever they feel like they're going to say, hide behind their keyboard, and then run away and don't overcome the challenge of communicating. And, you know, fears of rejection tend to hold us pretty strongly in a place where we don't move forward because we don't want to be rejected. So if you're desiring to have a conversation with your partner about combining finances, making sure that you are in such a place of vulnerability, especially because you're starting the conversation. So the other person is going to react however they react. And one, it's not up to you to worry about how they react to the situation. And two, be prepared for both positive or negative. And I'm not saying prepare for the worst and, you know, doomsday, but that is a potential possibility of what could happen. So sitting down and being very vulnerable with yourself and not in with your how you're feeling, being open and appreciating where your partner comes from, especially if where your partner is coming from isn't necessarily going to meet what you had in mind. That doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean that they don't want to be with you. It just means that maybe they have a little bit of a process to work through and they're not ready to meet you where you're at. In any relationship, the compromise that it comes to play is super important. And oftentimes when we don't want something, and usually it's because of fears or lack mindset, and I will touch upon lack mindset in future podcasts, we tend to be jumped to right to no. We're like, if somebody asks us a question and it's a part of our fears and it's a part of our what I call head trash, and we're automatically going to jump to no. So if it was me and my partner wanted to do some sort of financial doing it together and combining accounts or whatever it is that is involved, and I had this significant fear of rejection, and I worked really hard to stay out of debt, and I paid off all my, you know, car or whatever I own, and I have a significant amount of savings. If something happens between me and another person, that can very much be taken away from me. And in a society where everybody is so, not everybody, people can tend to be so happy and want to just take advantage of the next person, and people are being very weary of that. You know, things aren't easy to come by. We work so hard, blood, sweat, and tears put into our, especially our financial situations. You know, it's definitely not easy in today's world. So with that said, sitting down, being open and vulnerable, and asking questions like, hey, where are you with your desire to combine finances? If we were to combine finances, what would that look like for you? And being clear about what your thoughts are and how you feel. Also, when we get so excited about things, we have this huge, big story in our head, or this, you know, picture that we see. And if somebody else takes a piece of our picture and makes it something different, and we weren't prepared to be for that to happen, oftentimes we can shut down and feel rejected or not appreciated. So again, when you go into having this conversation, be open and vulnerable to what your partner wants to hear, what your partner has to say, and then going back and forth like, hey, I kind of was thinking about this, what do you think? And discussing each other's wants and needs in this situation. So I think that is about it for finances. Just remember, very touchy for a lot of people. And one thing that you can do is like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. The more we get this out, the more we can help people. I would love to hear your questions that you might have. There is a Google survey in the show notes for you to fill out for a free 30-minute session. I was thinking about raffling off once a week. I might do it a little bit more than that. So please go ahead, fill it out, and let me know what you think. I hope you have a great day, and talk to you soon. Bye.